From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Recently, Dr. Alan Cairns began a series of studies in a much misunderstood area among many Christians, the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. In the present message entitled The Bible's First Lesson About the Spirit, Dr. Cairns has pointed out how the person and work of the Spirit are revealed in the Scriptures. Some of the proofs that the Holy Spirit is God are seen in the prominence given Him in the Bible, as well as in the proper names ascribed to Him. Then the Spirit's divine nature is shown in the various properties attributed to Him, such as eternity and sovereignty. As Dr. Cairns will show today, the Holy Spirit is recognized preeminently in His activity. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, here is a devotional thought from the writings of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Sensitive to Warning. The text is found in 2 Kings chapter 22 and verse 19. Because thine heart was tender, and thou hast humbled thyself before the Lord, when thou heardest what I spake against this place and against the inhabitants thereof, that they should become a desolation and a curse, and hast rent thy clothes and wept before me, I also have heard thee, saith the Lord. Many despise warning and perish. Happy is he who trembles at the word of God. Josiah did so, and he was spared the sight of the evil which the Lord determined to send upon Judah because of her great sins. Have you this tenderness? Do you practice this self-humiliation? Then you also shall be spared in the evil day. God sets a mark upon the men that sigh and cry because of the sin of the times. The destroying angel is commanded to keep his sword in its sheath till the elect of God are sheltered. These are best known by their godly fear and their trembling at the word of the Lord. Are the times threatening? Do popery and infidelity advance with great strides? And do you dread national chastisement upon this polluted nation? Well, you may. Yet rest in this promise. Thou shalt be gathered into thy grave in peace, and thine eyes shall not see all the evil which I will bring upon this place. Better still, the Lord Himself may come, and then the days of our mourning shall be ended.
Found in that morning, and there.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to tell you that we're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We appreciate the letters, emails, and phone calls we've received from so many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word, some speaking of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS Audio Magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS Audio Magazine simply by writing to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a special feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did the Sabbath change to the first day? How do we know that the Bible is the Word of God? Is the emerging church dangerous? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
very quickly listed those three properties of the Spirit. He is divine, He is eternal, He is sovereign. And in actual fact, they all mean the same thing in different words. For only the divine is eternal, only the eternal is divine, only the divine is sovereign, and only the sovereign is divine. So these are things that say the same truth in different words. But I've got through them rather quickly because there is one property of the Spirit that I want us to spend a little time on. Look at the text. The Spirit of God moved. Now underline that. The fourth property, therefore, that we're emphasizing is not only divine, eternal, and sovereign, but the Holy Spirit of God is active. If you take your Bible, you'll discover something. The Holy Spirit is never said to be exerted by God as a mere attribute. Rather, the Holy Spirit throughout the Bible is always presented as the active agent. And this proves something. It proves that He is personal, the personality of the Holy Spirit. Look at our text and you'll read about the movement of the Spirit. Romans 8:27, you'll read about the mind of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12:7, you read about the manifestation of the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:8, you read about the ministry or the ministration of the Spirit. Revelation 22:17, you read about the message of the Spirit, where He calls men to come unto Christ. Now all this activity proves personality. The Holy Spirit is not an attribute like the power of God or the wisdom of God. No, He possesses power. He possesses wisdom. He is a person. Personality in Scripture is attributed to the Holy Spirit because He said that He moves, He speaks, He calls, He strives, He instructs, He guides, He comforts, He helps, He empowers, He witnesses. All these are words which prove that He is personal. You see, He's conspicuous by His activity. Now I want us just to stop off there for a minute. The Holy Spirit is known by what He does. The Holy Spirit is not just a section in a hymn book. He's not just a chapter in a systematic theology. The Holy Spirit is not just a branch or a point of doctrine. The Holy Spirit is conspicuous by what He does. Now, my friend, if that is the case, what are we to say today about the lives of so many professing Christians, about the homes of so many professing Christians, and what are we to say about the churches that profess the name of Jesus Christ? And the Holy Spirit is rarely, if ever, mentioned, never mind evident by what He does. We need to be ever in prayer in our lives for the constant activity of the Holy Ghost. We need to be ever in prayer as a church for the constant working and the powerful operation of the Spirit of God. Let us never settle for anything less. Let us never be satisfied with a book knowledge of the doctrines of grace. Let us never be satisfied with an orthodoxy that is dead. Let us never be satisfied with playing church and going through the motions. Let us never be satisfied with Bible study from which the Holy Ghost is not, or in which He's not operating and from which He's excluded. Let us never be satisfied with a prayer life that is merely going through the motions and saying words, but without the fire and the power and the activity of the Holy Ghost. Let us never be satisfied with preaching that is merely giving out information. Let us look to God that in the preaching, whether it be from the pulpit or whether it be in personal witness, there would be that mighty action of the Spirit of God taking up our words and making them into the mighty polished shaft that the Lord will use to reach the hearts of men. We need the Holy Ghost today. There is no way around that. There is no substitute. He in Scripture is conspicuous by His action. Now let me get you to take a quick look through your Bible just to see the range of the activity of the Holy Spirit. We have read in Genesis 1 verse 2 how He is active in creation. The Spirit of God moved upon the waters. And out of that primeval chaos, it was the Holy Spirit who brought creation in all its beauty and in all its perfection. In Genesis 6 and verse 3, we read of the Holy Spirit's operation in providence. Notice what He says. My Spirit shall not always strive with man. Now I know that that's not a text that's normally used about the operation of God in providence, but it ought to be. Because what we're reading here is that in the days before the flood, when men were given over to wickedness, yet the Holy Spirit was restraining. The Holy Spirit was holding back the flood tides of evil and the awful judgment of God. The Holy Spirit was operating even upon ungodly men, striving with them, making it hard for them to go to hell. The Holy Ghost operating in providence. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 indicates in verse 7 that He is still doing the same thing. He who now letteth, or he who now hinders, will hinder. He is the hinderer. He is the opposer of sin. He is the one who is restraining. You know, we think the world's in a bad shape, and so it is. But I want to tell you, if God were to take the restraints off, it would be an awful lot worse. He is active in providence. Then in Nehemiah chapter 9, there are two great verses, verses 20 and 30. Nehemiah 9, 20 and 30. And here you find that the Holy Spirit is active in inspiration and in instruction. Nehemiah 9, verse 20. Thou gavest also thy good Spirit to instruct them, and withheldest not thy manna from their mouth, and gavest them water for their thirst. And then in the 30th verse of the same chapter, yet many years didst thou forbear them, and testifiedst against them by thy Spirit in thy prophets. There's inspiration. The result, verse 20, is instruction. Now, it's good to get a chance to set out the old-fashioned Bible doctrine of inspiration. 2 Timothy 3:16 puts it clearly. All Scripture, or literally every Scripture, is inspired of God. Every Scripture is God-breathed. And isn't it interesting that the word breath is a symbol of the Spirit, and we're told every Scripture is God-breathed. It is the utterance of the Holy Ghost. 2 Peter 1:21. Holy men of God spake as they were moved, or as they were borne along by the Holy Ghost. This Bible is the product of inspiration. It is the result of the mighty supernatural action of the Spirit of God in giving men a revelation, in causing them to write it down. Christians sometimes argue about how they did it. And there are great debates over mechanical methods of inspiration and dictation methods of inspiration and all the rest of it. I really am not terribly concerned to understand how God did it. All I know is that God did it. I personally have no trouble with God dictating His Word to men. Professors of theology always throw up their hands in horror at that. But there are parts of the Bible that are clearly dictated. The Ten Commandments certainly were given first by the finger of God, but in the repetition they must have been dictated. There are certainly other parts of the Bible that God gave word for word. And whatever the method, the Bible is of God. Now let me tell you, that tells me something that in our folly we very often set aside. Now listen to it. If this is an inspired book, if it is different in its origin from every other book, then how come Christians are so foolish as to think that the Bible can be understood and criticized on the same ground as any other book? If this is a God-breathed book, and it is, then it's time we realize that it is only the same Spirit who breathed it who can instruct us by it. And today let's learn this. While God can use our education, etc., as we get into the Bible, it is not primarily education that you need to understand the Bible. It is spiritual illumination. Now, there's nothing wrong with learning Greek and Hebrew. There's nothing wrong with learning your own English language to make sure that you can do full justice to the words that you come across. There's nothing wrong in spending time in good books of Bible study and Bible theology. But having said all that, you can have all the tools. And these things are tools. But they will be absolutely useless to you until you are blessed by the Spirit's illumination, by that gracious act of the Holy Ghost. You see, when you come to any other book, you sit in judgment on the book. It doesn't matter how great the author is. I have read books by great authors, and I have shocked people by saying what I think about those authors. How I could ever dare to say something about such a great literary genius. Well, you see, genius or no genius, he's just a fallible man. And when I read his books, I sit in judgment on the book. But my friend, when I read the Bible sits on judgment on me. I am not judging the Bible. I am not placing my intellect above the Bible. Rather, I come to the Word of God and I submit my intellect, my heart, my feelings, my desires, my everything to the Spirit who gave the book. And that's the only way you're ever going to learn the Bible.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.